People in Pakistan are accustomed to being cautious about what they say. Islamist extremists tend to kill people whose views upset them. People have to watch out for the country's intelligence agencies, too. And there's one subject Pakistanis are especially careful about. The country's blasphemy laws are highly sensitive. Pakistani activists worry these laws are being abused, but even criticizing the laws can be fatal. From the city of Lahore, NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
Lahore's High Court has seen many dramatic cases since it was established under British colonial rule nearly a century ago. Today, there's a buzz in the air. Black-clad lawyers huddle in conversation within the neo-Gothic cloisters. Clerks sit beneath whirring fans, hammering out affidavits on ancient typewriters. A hearing is about to begin, involving Asia Bibi. She's the first woman in Pakistan to be sentenced to death for blasphemy. This is the sixth time her appeals come before a court. It keeps getting adjourned. Bibi was convicted in 2010. Joseph Francis leads an organisation that's campaigning for Bibi's conviction to be overturned. He says the delays are very tough on her.
Very difficult because Asia, she's suffering in the 4 years.
Bibi is a Christian in a nation where more than 9 out of 10 are Muslims. She wound up on death row after an argument with some Muslim co-workers at a fruit farm. Her co-workers allege she'd spoken blasphemously of the Prophet Muhammad. Under Pakistani law, that's a capital offence. Asia Bibi's conviction caused alarm around the world. So did the events that followed. In 2011, the governor of Pakistan's most populous province, Punjab, was assassinated. 2 months later, Pakistan's minorities minister, a Roman Catholic, was also shot dead. Both men spoke out in support of Bibi and against Pakistan's blasphemy laws. On Lahore streets, Pakistani Christians are out demonstrating. They're calling for minority rights to be upheld. The crowd includes Chaman Massey.
My son was arrested unjustifiably and he's completely innocent.
Massey's son, Savan, is also on death row. A Muslim neighbour accused Savan of insulting the Prophet during an argument. This is Savan's neighbourhood, a tumble-down Christian enclave in Lahore. When word of the blasphemy accusation got around, this enclave was attacked and torched by a mob. Christians here suspect a conspiracy by a Muslim business mafia to drive them out and grab their land. One resident, Inayat Massey, says they now live in fear.
We feel insecure and we are afraid of talking openly, lest our talks could be misinterpreted and we could be accused of anything.
Blasphemy laws were introduced in the subcontinent during the 19th century by British colonial rulers. The aim was to damp down sectarian conflicts in what was then a land of many faiths. Offenders could be jailed for several years. The law was amended in the 1980s by Pakistan's Islamist military dictator, General Zia-ul-Haq. The change meant that defiling the name of the Prophet could trigger the death penalty, a punishment that later became mandatory. The accused can be arrested without any substantial evidence. There's no bail. There's no punishment for deliberately making a false allegation. Human rights organisations say that more and more the law's being used to settle vendettas and target minorities.
You know, people have now learned this law can be misused against anybody.
Human rights activist Chazia Shaheen thinks the law should be scrapped.
I think at a personal level it should be totally repealed. No sense of it.
So no blasphemy law at all?
No. I mean, you know, this is against the freedom of speech.
Repealing the blasphemy law isn't at all easy, though. Pakistan's politicians are reluctant to get involved because they fear being targeted by Islamist extremists.
There's no chance politicians even do not want to talk about it.
That's Joseph Francis, the man campaigning on Asia Bibi's behalf. He and his organisation, the Centre for Legal Aid Assistance and Settlement, regularly receive threats from militants. Francis battles on despite these.
Unless you struggle, you cannot get justice. So we have to struggle, we have to fight to get justice.
Another big barrier to change is public opinion. Most Pakistanis are devout Muslims who believe blasphemy should be severely punished, explains Islamic Sunni cleric Mufti Muhammad Khatib Mustafai. So far, Pakistan has not executed anyone convicted of blasphemy. But Mustafai strongly supports the death penalty. However, he says every case should be thoroughly investigated to protect people from baseless allegations. Mustafai speaks from first-hand experience. He says a Shiite rival is accusing him of blasphemy. Muslims are also sometimes victims of the abuse of the blasphemy law. Take, for example, the case of Junaid Hafiz. Junaid is a Fulbright scholar who taught English at a university in the city of Multan. He was jailed last year after hardline Islamists accused him of posting blasphemous material on Facebook. Junaid's father, Hafiz Un-Nasir, says the Islamists invented these accusations to stop his son getting a university position. They want the job to go to their own Islamist candidate. As Junaid sits in jail, awaiting trial, his family's in despair, says his father, Nasir.
My business has collapsed. My own close relatives have deserted me. They avoid meeting us. So we are in a way ruined.
It took Nasir months to find an attorney for his son. Eventually, a prominent lawyer, Rashid Rahman, from Pakistan's Human Rights Commission, agreed. In May, Rahman was shot dead. Nasir broke the news to his son in jail.
When I told him, he burst into tears, asking me, Abu, my father, what would happen to us now? And I told him, God will protect us.
Rashid Rahman's murder was a huge blow to Pakistanis who are campaigning for reform, says rights activist Shazia Shaheen.
People are now less vocal on this issue. We are in a kind of hopeless state.
Back in Lahore's High Court, Asia Bibi's lawyers sit outside drinking tea. There's been a setback. An attorney didn't show up, so her case was adjourned yet again. Bibi must remain, for now, on death row. This is a disappointment to Joseph Francis, the man leading the campaign on her behalf. Yet he refuses to lose heart. You never give up hope after all these delays?
No.
Philip Reeves, NPR News.